主，让我们又一次机会可以同聚在主的跟前。
I thank the Lord for another opportunity to gather before Him.
能看见弟兄姊妹，心里面实在非常的欢喜。
Brings a lot of joy to my heart to see brothers and sisters.
也感谢主啊，这次让我能够再和我们亲爱的 Eddie Miller 弟兄一同在这里服侍。
And I praise the Lord that I get to serve alongside my dear brother Ed Miller.
那么我这次呢，在主面前所有的负担，想跟弟兄姊妹交通，更多认识基督。
And this time around, I want to share with you this theme of knowing Christ more.
其实呢，我所要讲的呢，是希望我们能够对基督的认识有更多的长进和成熟。
And what I really want to share on is how in Christ we have a growth and maturation.
弟兄姊妹都知道，在新约圣经里面，成熟这个字啊，也可以翻作是完全。
And we know that in the New Testament, this word mature can also be translated perfect.
我想我们一年年的过来。
And as the years go by,
如果我们在对基督的认识上没有长进，没有成熟，
if there's no growth or maturity in our knowledge of the Lord,
我想我们的时间在主面前就变成毫无意义。
Then I think we lose the purpose of our living before the Lord.
所以基督徒在地上需要有长进。需要达到成熟。
So we have to have growth and we have to attain to that maturity.
我们能感觉到今天在神的儿女中有很多人呢，对基督的认识是在一种停顿的状态中。
And we know that among God's children there are many that are stagnant in their walk with the Lord.
有的人呢，甚至后退。
And some have even backslidden.
这是非常可惜的一件事情。
And I think this is a very pitiful situation.
你看，在使徒们的书信的里面，
When you look at the writings of the apostles,
他们有很多的话激励我们。
They use many words to encourage us.
你如果读希伯来书的话，
When you read Hebrews,
希伯来书里面有一句非常响亮的一句话，就是 Let's go on.
Hebrews encourages us with this word, Let's go on.
基督徒必须要往前。
Christians have to go on.
这是一个正确也是一个健康的一种现象。
This is a healthy situation in our
world. 我们知道我们的神他对我们最大的寄望也是看见我们的长进，看见我们的成熟。
Our God wants to see us grow and mature.
如果我们能对基督的认识一年年的过来，能够更多的向着完全。
If our understanding of the Lord goes on towards perfection,
那我们就能讨神的喜悦。
Then I think the Lord will be pleased.
我们个人在神跟前也蒙恩。
And will be personally blessed.
这样我们对教会也能够产生更大的益处。
And will bring fruit to the church.
我们讲长进。
When we speak of growth,
那么就是意思就是说我们能更多的有所得着。
It speaks of how we gain.
我们如果能够达到成熟完全。
If we attain to perfection or maturity,
对一个成熟的人来讲就没有疑惑。
And this speaks of how we lack doubt.
今天我们有很多时候怀疑这个疑惑那个，都是说明我们里面呢对主的认识不够完全，不够成熟。
And when we worry about things or when we doubt our Lord, then this speaks of a lack of maturity.
约翰也说过。
And John tells us this.
他说呢，教会中的父老们他们知道起初缘由的。
The Apostle John says, the elders in the church know him who is from the beginning.
所以一年年的过来，
And so as the years go by,
我们应当在基督里有更多的得着。
We ought to gain in Christ.
我们应当在生活侍奉上脱离更多的困惑。
In our lives and in our service, we need to let go of the distraction.
所以更多认识基督啊，就说到我们在对基督的认识上要有长进，
So knowing Christ more speaks of a certain growth and maturity in our Lord. In the early church, we find Paul as a perfect example. We know that Paul, in his life experience, not only did he give God the best service, his ministry can be considered one that
standard.
It can be considered a standard for ministry.
那么我们知道他在大马士的路上遇见主。
We know that he met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
其实那个呢,是他得启示的一个开端。
We know that that is but a beginning.
他并没有达到完全。
We know that he hadn't reached perfection at that stage.
但是那个已经是一个非常令他震惊的一个经历。
But we know that this left a deep impression upon him.
那么从那个时候开始起,
and from that day forth,
保罗就竭力地追求。
Paul pursued.
那么我们看见当他第一次被关在罗马监牢里面的时候,
and we know the first time he was imprisoned in Rome,
他写了四卷书,
he wrote four epistles.
这四卷书,
and these four books,
让我们看见保罗对基督的认识达到完全。
These four letters show us that Paul's knowledge of Christ had reached maturity.
所以这一次我们这个特会啊,
so during this weekend conference,
我就想从保罗所写的四卷书信里面,
I want to share with you concerning these four letters,
让我们看见我们基督徒应当怎样向着对基督那个完全的认识往前,
and I want to share on how we ought to grow in maturity ascertained from these four letters.
那么我把这四卷书的这个次序呢稍微把它做个重新的安排,
and I want to sort of reorganize how I'm going to share on these four books.
我们先要讲这个哥罗西书,
and so sequence wise we're going to first talk about the book of Colossians.
我们能看见保罗在哥罗西书里面,
from the book of Colossians we see,
他对基督的认识,
we see that Paul's understanding of Christ is now complete.
然后第二卷书我们要交通腓立比书,
and second, in the second message, we're going to share on the book of Philippians.
在腓立比书里面, 保罗用他自己的经历告诉我们他是如何来追求的。
Paul shares from his own experience how he pursues.
他如何在这个追求里面,
and how in his pursuit of Christ he reaches a certain maturity. And he also tells us the way.
第三卷书,
and in the third book,
我们要讲腓利门书,
we're going to share on the letter to Philemon.
这虽然是一卷短短的一卷,
even though this is a very short letter,
但是在这里你会看见保罗透过基督对于处理人中间的那个难处他有一个非常成熟的表现。
We see the maturity of Paul in his dealing with people in difficult circumstances.
那么最后一堂我们要讲到以弗所书。
And lastly we will talk about the letter to the Ephesians.
我们看见他如何透过对基督的 这个丰富的认识明白教会的意义。
We see that he through Christ comes to a complete understanding of the church.
所以这四卷书呢,
so through these four letters,
让我们看到保罗在他晚年的侍奉上, 他对基督的认识达到成熟。
We'll see how in the latter days of his ministry, the maturity he has in his understanding of Christ.
愿主激励我们,
May the Lord encourage us.
让我们一年年的过来,
that as the years go by,
我们对基督的认识有长进,
we will come into a maturity in our knowledge of him.
把我们对基督的认识, 能够达到完全, 达到成熟,
that we might grow in our knowledge of him and come to a perfection or maturity.
那么今天早晨呢, 我们现在,
so this morning we want to share on the book of Colossians.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些经文。
I'm hoping you'll read in your Bibles with me a couple of passages.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开哥罗西书第一章,
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节和第十节。
We'll first read verses 9 and 10.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦在一切善事上结果子渐渐的多知道神
Colossians 1 verse 9 For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
15节到20节
Verses 15 to 20
爱子是那不能看见之神的像,是守身的。 在一切被造的以先,因为万有都是靠他造的,无论是天上的,地上的,能看见的,不能看见的,或是有位的,主治的,执政的,掌权的,一概都是借着他造的,又是为他造的。他在万有之先,万有也靠他而立,他也是教会全体之首,他是原始,是从死里首先复生的,使他可以在凡事上居首位。 因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住,既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平,便借着他叫万有,无论是天上的,地上的,都与自己和好了。He
is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
第二章,
Chapter 2,
第一节到第三节,
verses 1 to 3.
我愿意你们晓得我为你们和老底家人并一切没有与我亲自见面的人是何等的尽心竭力。 要叫他们的心得安慰,因爱心互相联络,以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心,使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督,所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。For
I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
第六节,
Verse 6.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣,就当遵他而行。
Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
第八节到第十节的前一半,
we'll read verses 8 through the first part of verse 10.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本心一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete.
19节，不辞定元首，全身既然靠着他精节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
Verse 19, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the entire body, being supplied and held together by the joints and ligaments, grows with a growth which is from God.
第三章第四节的前一半。
Chapter 3, the first part of verse 4.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ, who is our life.
我们圣经暂时读到这里。
And we'll read, we'll stop for now.
保罗在哥罗西书里面告诉我们，
In Colossians, Paul tells us,
我们对于基督的认识，
our understanding of Christ,
他用了两句话，
he uses two phrases.
第一个叫做满心知道，
the first is a full understanding of him.
然后第二句叫渐渐达到。
And then in the second, an attaining.
我们满心知道神的旨意。
We want to fully understand God's
will. 渐渐地多知道神。
And we want to know our God more.
用简单的话来说。
And simply put,
就是我们呢，从神一次得着，渐渐达到。
We want to, we.We gain once, but we gradually attain it.
说明呢，我们对于基督的认识啊，这个长进是一个渐进的过程。
It speaks of how our Christian walk is gradual.
我们讲过，保罗在大马士路上遇见主。
We know that on the road to Damascus, Paul met the Lord.
他一次得着了。
He obtained completely.
但是并不就是说他已经完全。
But it doesn't mean he was perfect.
乃是经过了很多的年日。
But it was through many years.
经过很多侍奉。
Through much service.
经过很多的经历。
Through many experiences.
只等到他在罗马的监牢里面的时候，他才达到完全。
It wasn't until he was found in the prison in Rome when he was complete.
所以这个过程非常重要。
So the process is important.
这也是时间对于我们的最重要的意义。
And this is the importance of time in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们要看一看时间过来了，我们对基督的认识有长进吗？有比以前更成熟吗？
As the years go by, do we have a greater understanding of our Lord and have we matured?
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is an important matter.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
当保罗在罗马的监牢里面的时候，
As Paul was sitting in the prison in Rome,
他写下哥罗西书。
He wrote the book of Colossians.
这卷书让我们知道保罗对基督的认识达到完全。
This book shows us that he has attained to that completion or perfection.
完全是一个成熟的一个认识。
He now has a mature understanding of our Lord.
那么在这中间他有一句非常大的话。
And here he writes great words.
他说神的奥秘就是基督。
He writes, the mystery of God is Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道在新约圣经里面奥秘这个字是保罗用的最多的一个字。
We know that in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul uses mysteryThis word mystery frequently.
在他的侍奉中，他也一再的试着要叫神的儿女们明白什么是奥秘。
And in his service, He wants the children of God to understand what is this mystery.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白神的奥秘就是基督。
We have to know that the mystery of God is Christ.
那么我们怎么样能够明白这个奥秘呢?
How do we come into an understanding of this mystery?
在保罗的经历里面告诉我们。
In Paul's experience, it tells us,
我们需要用不同的智慧来认识神。
We have to use various
different
wisdom to know him.
在哥林多前书第二章里面,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
有一段非常重要的话,
there's an important word.
我想我也把它读一下。
And I think it'll benefit us to read this.
请弟兄姊妹打开哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
我们从第六节读到十二节。
We'll read verses 6 through 12.
然而在完全人中我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是神，乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？这样除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of rulers of this age who are passing away, but we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood, for if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God.
这段话可以说告诉我们基督徒啊，我们里面等于有两个智慧。
This passage tells us that there are two types of wisdom found in man.
所以保罗说呢，我要在那些成熟的人中间呢。也讲智慧。
So Paul says, among those who are mature, I want to speak of this wisdom.
他说我所讲的智慧不是这世上的智慧。
And this wisdom is not a wisdom of the world.
也不是这上有权有位那些将要败亡之人的智慧。
And it's not a wisdom found in the rulers of this age.
所以这里保罗所讲的乃是神在我们得救之后所赐给我们新生命里面的那个智慧。
This wisdom is one that is found in the new life given to believers.
这个智慧呢，保罗称它为神奥秘的智慧。
And this wisdom is considered a hidden wisdom by Paul.
这里保罗呢，等于揭开一个秘密，原来他认识神不是用天然的智慧，是用神奥秘的智慧。
And he shows us a secret here. that the wisdom he uses is one that is of God and not a natural wisdom. It's a shame that many of God's children today, many children of God don't know that when we believe, we have another wisdom.
所以我们呢,
so many of us try to know God through our natural wisdom.
比方说我们读圣经,
For example, when we read the Bible,
弟兄姊妹们,
we may think that this book is similar to all the other books in this world.
其实,
but this is a wrong thought.
我们知道圣经呢, 是神把奥秘的智慧赐给人,
And we know that this Bible is God's wisdom written through the hand of man. And so we have to have a certain way of reading the Bible.
就是这本书呢, 是神用奥秘的智慧所写出来的一本奥秘的书。
So this is this book contains a hidden wisdom that requires us to use a certain type of wisdom to read.
所以这本书呢,
so we can't, this book isn't written by natural wisdom of man. So we can't understand it through our natural wisdom.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹,你能明白我说的吗?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
记得。
So remember this. This book is written through the hidden wisdom of God. When Moses first wrote the Pentateuch,
到众先知写书信,
to the apostles and
no,
their
prophets.
Oh, to the prophets and their writings.
到了新约的众使徒写新约,
all the way until the epistles written by the apostles.
都是他们从神奥秘的智慧所领会的写出来的。
They write based on the hidden wisdom they receive from God.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要记得我们里面有两个智慧。
So we have to understand that there are two wisdoms.
用天然的智慧没有办法明白圣经。
With natural wisdom, you cannot understand the Bible.
你用人的智慧呢,你可以分析圣经。
With man's wisdom, you can analyze the Bible.
你可以呢,记忆储存神的话语。
And you might be able to store some of God's word in your head.
有的人很聪明,很快就把圣经就记得很多。
And some have a lot of natural talent and can memorize a lot of the Word of God.
也有很多人把圣经呢,那么分章分段地把它分析了。
And many can comment on the Bible.
人的智慧呢,可以读出历史,地理,天文,读出许许多多的事情。
And with man's wisdom, we can study history and geography and other aspects of the Bible.
但是请我们记得, 天然的智慧没有办法明白圣经。
But please remember that with natural wisdom, we can never understand the Bible.
所以你们原谅我啊, 用我自己的经历来说明一下。
So forgive me, I'm going to use my own personal experience to try to clarify.
因为今天早晨我一讲这个奥秘, 我们的弟兄姊妹大家觉得, 哇, 这个又来很深奥的东西了。
Because you might be intimidated by this word wisdom or this word mystery.
其实呢, 对基督徒来讲,
but really, it's not a deep thing to Christians.
我用我自己的经历说明一下。
I'm going to explain based on my own personal experience.
我16岁蒙恩得救。
At the age of 16, I was saved.
我感谢神。
And I thank the Lord.
神把我摆在一个爱慕圣经的一个团体当中。
He put me in a group that loved to read the Bible.
我们前面的弟兄们都是熟读圣经的人。
The leading brothers were ones who loved to read God's word.
他们也解释圣经带进很多亮光。
And they explained the Bible and brought a lot of light to us.
对，在我们那个时候的聚会里面。
And so in that meeting, we were encouraged to read the Bible.
那我呢, 老实讲，我这个人呢，这个天生呢，也不是很聪明的。
To be truthful, naturally, I don't have a lot of wisdom.
原来我讲，我还没有我儿子聪明。
And I'm not as smart as my son.
Yeah. 所以那个时候呢，弟兄们读鼓励我们读圣经，这个背圣经。
And so the leading brothers would encourage us young people to read the Bible and memorize it.
我童年的那些弟兄姊妹个个都比我厉害。
And all my peers were more advanced than me in doing so.
哎呀，我跟在后面呢，很苦啊。
And so it was really difficult for me to follow in their footsteps.
诗篇第十九篇说啊。
Psalm 19 tells us.
神的道理啊，比蜜更甜。
God's word is sweeter than honey.
比那蜂房下地的蜜更甘甜。
And sweeter than honey which is from the honeycomb.
这对我来讲呢，一点都摸不着。
And I couldn't understand these words.
我总觉得读圣经很苦啊。
I couldn't relate to these words. I
从来没有感觉到很甘甜、很甜美。
It didn't feel sweet to me.
我那个时候刚得救，我喜欢听道。
When I was saved, I liked to listen to sermon.
我更喜欢唱诗歌。
And I loved to sing hymns.
我就是不喜欢读圣经。
But I didn't like to read the Bible.
也没次读圣经呢，我就苦得不得了。
And I felt like it was torture to read the Bible.
从来都不觉得读圣经是个享受。
And I never felt like it was an enjoyment to read God's word.
但是因为呢，我们那个团体啊，大家都重视圣经。
But the emphasis of our assembly was the Bible.
So 跟着大家呢，一起在一起这么。
So I followed along with everyone else.
哇，我们那些带领我们的弟兄们呢，用尽各样的方法叫我们来读圣经。
And the leading brothers use all sorts of methods to force us to read God's word.
他们常常拿出很多奖品啊。
And they brought out rewards.
但是我一个也没拿过。
But I didn't get any of those rewards.
都是其他弟兄姊妹拿走。
It's all my peers that got all the rewards.
啊，我在后面追得非常的辛苦。
And so it's difficult for me to follow after them.
但是呢，感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
因为这一个团体啊，是重视圣经的。
That because this assembly focused on God's word.
我可以说在这个学校里面不是好学生呢。
Even though I was not a good student in this school.
但是我的圣经呢，也读了二三十遍。
But during that time, I read the Bible 20 or 30 times.
那么呢？圣经呢，我也背了好多卷。
And I did memorize a lot of portions of scripture.
因为今天好像你做学生的，你进了个好学校了。
It's for example a student who enters a top school.
所以不好也要好，对吧
？Even if you're not that good, you still become pretty good.
但是呢，对读经对我来讲实在是很苦的。
But it was difficult at that time for me to read God's word.
那么到了二十二岁的时候。
Then I turned 22.
那个时候有弟兄们呢就带我们开始读英国的一个神的仆人 T. Austin Fox 这样的书。
There was a leading brother who led us in the study of T. Austin Sparks' book.
哇我开头拿到那个书啊我说这是什么书啊为什么看不懂呢
And when I first picked up that book, I asked myself, what is this? I don't understand it.
有很多属灵的书拿来我还至少看得懂这个居然看不懂。
There were many spiritual books I'd read that I understood, but this I could not understand.
大家鼓励我们读。
Everyone encouraged us to read Sparks' book.
我越读越苦恼。
And the more I read, the more confused I was.
你知道有一次我苦恼到一个地步啊，我说这什么书我不读了，把它丢了垃圾桶里去了。
And I became so frustrated because I could not understand it. I threw the book away.
Garbage can.
I threw it into the trash can.
但是后来我想呢，这个是属灵的书啊，不能亵渎神，所以我又把它捡回来了。
But then I felt guilty and so I picked it up out of the trash.
哎呀，但是那段日子我真是苦得不得了。
But I was so frustrated during that period.
哎呀，我说怎么会有读不懂的书呢
？How could there be a book that I could not understand?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主
，we thank the Lord.
就在我那个最苦恼的时候
，in the depths of my frustration，
主的怜悯临到我。
The grace of God found me.
圣灵在我里面开始点活了新生命的奥秘的智慧。
The Holy Spirit touched this hidden wisdom within me.
圣灵只轻轻这么碰一下,
the Holy Spirit had to gently touch it.
哇, 我里面就非常的明亮,
and then everything was clear.
好像一个人呢, 长久在黑屋子里面,
it's as if a person who is in a dark cave
忽然走到阳光的世界里面,
all of a sudden comes out into the sunlight.
那个眼睛都张不开, 哎呀, 这么明亮,
I couldn't even open my eyes because it was so bright.
你知道我发现件什么事吗?
And you know what I discovered?
突然我感觉我明白圣经了。
All of a sudden, I understood God's word.
我可以读圣经了。
I could read the Bible.
我读懂了。
I could understand it.
哇, 里面开心, 欢喜得不得了。
And oh, the joy that filled my heart.
当然, 弟兄姊妹, 今天我回头看,
of course, now when I look back,
我知道那只不过是圣灵啊, 一个开端的工作。
I know that it was but a beginning work of the Holy Spirit.
因为在这之前我根本就不知道我里面还有另外一个智慧。
Because at this time I had no idea, no clue that there was another wisdom within.
因为我凭我天然的智慧跟随主太辛苦了。
I was following the Lord with my natural wisdom and struggling.
那个弟兄们也鼓励我说你看有的弟兄啊把全本新约都背了。 哇,羡慕得不得了。
And at the time, there were leading brothers who said, look at these brothers, they've memorized the entire New Testament, and I was very envious.
但是我做不到。
I couldn't do it.
有人是那个记忆力好得不得了。
Some had a really remarkable memory.
圣经中的每一章他都记住。
They could remember every chapter in the Bible.
他们说你可以考我，你问随便，你不要翻开圣经，随便问哪一章我就告诉你。
There were some who said, "Test me. I can tell you any passage in the Bible."
我只能羡慕，我做不到。I
could only admire them. I couldn't attain to it.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神在我的里面点活这个奥秘的智慧。The
Holy Spirit touched this hidden wisdom.
从那天开始起，哎呀。 我就开始觉得我会明白圣经。And
from that day on, for the first time, I felt I could understand this book.
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹,
I can tell you, brothers and sisters.
直到今天圣经中很多东西我还是记不住的。
Until this day, there are still passages I don't remember.
但是呢, 我可以明白圣经。But
I can understand the Bible.
哇, 那个时候真是非常的欢喜。
Amen. It brings a lot of joy to my heart. And so I started to understand at that time that our natural wisdom requires an education. It requires a beginning.
啊, 我想在座很多弟兄姊妹,你的天然智慧已经被开发得很大了。And
I think your natural wisdom has been developed already.
啊, 你从幼稚园到小学到初中高中大学甚至研究所。
Starting from grade school to middle, high, and college, your natural wisdom is developed.
哇, 我们讲到我们自己的专业的时候, 你看见弟兄姊妹那个知识之丰富啊。
When we speak of our professions, how much knowledge we have.
但是你有没有发现一件事情呢?
But have you discovered this?
常常在聚会里面呢,
oftentimes in the church meeting,
有的人世界的学问很大,
this person might be well educated in worldly things.
一讲起圣经呢, 幼稚得不得了。
But when you speak of spiritual things, this person is very elementary.
啊, 为什么呢?
Why is this?
这就说明天然的智慧, 可以明白世上是明白人的事，无法明白神的事。
This tells us that our natural wisdom can understand the things in this world, but not the things of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神给我们这个奥秘的智慧,
this hidden wisdom that God has given us,
它也是需要被开发的,
has to be developed.
它也需要受教育的,
and has to be educated.
那谁是老师呢?
Who is the teacher?
昨天晚上我们弟兄告诉我们,
yesterday our brother revealed this.
圣灵是圣经的唯一解释者,
that the Holy Spirit is the only one who can explain the Bible to us.
我从前读圣经书也是那个什么 commentary, 什么大的字典啊, 搞了一大堆。
Previously, when I studied the Bible, I used a lot of commentaries and dictionaries.
有个弟兄告诉我们, 读圣经需要大桌子。
There were brothers who explained to me that when you study the Bible, you need a large table. Why do you need a large table?
Because those commentaries, those dictionaries, those lexicons are so big.
Because the commentaries and dictionaries are large. And so you need a large table to contain all these materials. But we thank the Lord. When the Lord touched that hidden wisdom within, I didn't need any of those things. The Spirit is the best teacher. And where does the Holy Spirit teach us? Within this new life and this hidden wisdom, he begins to work. And I'll give you an example that might help you to understand this. Previously, we didn't know we had such wisdom. So when we read the Bible, we'll read, but we don't understand.
哎, 忽然一两个字啊, 嘿, 感觉不一样,
then two words will pop out and we
有灵感啊,
have a different feeling.
或者偶尔有时候碰到有一句话有灵感,
or perhaps a phrase will touch us.
这说明什么呢?
What does this mean?
就算你读圣经的时候, 你无意中间就碰到了奥秘的智慧, 你知道吗?
It means when we're reading the Bible, we have touched that hidden wisdom.
所以呢, 忽然之间主的话就活了一点,
all of a sudden, God's word becomes alive.
但是隔一天再读的时候, 又是没味道,
but then the next day, you read the same passage,
又读不出什么东西来了,
and there's nothing. And we struggle with it.
所以呢, 都是点点滴滴的,
so it's little bits.
啊, 所以, 你里面这个神给你的奥秘的智慧没有得到好的一个教育。
So this hidden wisdom hasn't been well educated or developed.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见有一些人, 他们在这个奥秘的智慧上受到了好的教育。
We see some that have been well educated in this hidden wisdom.
像Sparks这种这些弟兄们呢,
For example, our brother Sparks.
他们呢, 可能已经在研究所了,
he could be considered at the doctorate level.
我们呢, 可能还在幼稚园呢,
Perhaps we are but in kindergarten.
也可能在小学,
or perhaps we're in grade school.
为什么那个时候我读他的书读不懂呢?
How come I couldn't understand his book?
你让一个幼稚园或者小学生去读这个PhD所读的书怎么会懂呢? 对不对啊?
If a kindergartner or first grader tried to read a doctoral thesis, how could they understand this?
所以今天在很多神的儿女们中间常常讲说,哎呀,这个不实际,不practical.
So oftentimes, among God's people, you'll hear the complaint, this word is not practical. You forget that as a first grader, you're reading the book of a PhD candidate. How can it be practical?
所以你需要长进啊,
and so we have to grow.
你需要进步啊,
we have to go on. We have to advance.
哥林多前书第二章是非常重要的一个提醒。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is a good reminder.
请我们记得我们基督徒里面有两个智慧。
Let us remember that there are two wisdoms within us.
你如果只循着人的智慧走,
if you use man's wisdom,
你可以读出很多神学思想,
you'll read a lot of theology,
读出很多圣经知识,
you might read biblical understanding, knowledge, but you won't understand the things of God.
2,000
years of church history has told us man's flaws. So we're trying to pursue with our natural wisdom, so we can't reach God's heart. So brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter. Don't be intimidated by this word mystery that Paul used. This is an experience that every Christian needs to have. So this morning,
你这个不够聪明的弟兄啊, 他都能明白, 你都能明白。
The least wise person can understand this, so you need to understand it.
你如果从今天开始起，你弃绝人的智慧。
If you cast aside natural wisdom today,
你不再用你天然的智慧读圣经,
you no longer read the Bible with your natural wisdom,
你必须跟着圣灵走,
but you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit,
让圣灵教导你,
and allow the Holy Spirit to teach you,
逐渐开始主的话就通通解开了,
then God's word will be revealed to you.
虽然也许今天呢, 我们觉得能知道的很少, 但是你不要着急。
Perhaps we only understand a little bit, but don't be worried.
你必须循着, 循着正路跟随主。
Follow the Lord on the right path.
否则呢，弟兄姊妹们，读圣经对你来讲还是苦事情。
Otherwise, you'll be frustrated in your reading of God's word.
求主施恩怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
所以我在这里讲的，保罗怎么样能知道神的奥秘就是基督呢？
How does Paul know that the mystery of God is Christ?
这个是加玛利没有办法告诉他的。
This is something that Gamaliel could not teach him.
他的老师没办法告诉他的。
His teachers could not instruct him.
犹太教的背景更不能教导他。
The Jewish background could not instruct him in that.
乃是神在他里面开了那个奥秘的智慧。
But only when God touches that hidden wisdom.
所以他可以明白神的奥秘。
Then he can understand the mysteries of God.
原来神的奥秘就是基督。
And he finds out that the mystery of God is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
保罗在罗马的监牢里面
imprisoned in Rome,
他对于基督的认识达到完全
his understanding of Christ became complete,
达到丰满
became full,
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们读这卷书的时候
when we read these passages,
我们真是能感觉现在保罗对基督的认识是全面展开的。
We see that Paul's understanding of Christ is completely revealed.
在第一章里面
in chapter 1,
他就讲到基督的形象。
It speaks of the image of Christ.
讲到基督的身位。
It talks about the person of Christ.
然后讲到他的工作。
And it speaks of the work of Christ.
这些都是奥秘的东西。
These are all mysteries.
弟兄姊妹，这些你要用人天然的头脑去，你怎么样你也不没办法明白。
With our natural wisdom or understanding, we could never know these things.
所以我们在这个时候看见保罗对基督的认识。
So at this time we see Paul's understanding of Christ.
跟以往完全不一样。
It was unlike.In previous times.
当然保罗开头遇见主说像我们很多基督徒遇见主我们知道主耶稣是救主。
When Paul first met Christ, his understanding of him was like ours, that the Lord is my Savior.
然后他说长进一点说我们能说主耶稣是我们的主。
And then as we mature, we can now acknowledge that the Lord Jesus is my Lord.
但是到了哥罗西书就不得了了。
But by the time we see Paul in Colossians,
他看见原来神的奥秘就是基督。
He sees that the mystery of God is Christ.
一切，基督是一切。
That Christ is all.
这个真是一个何等样的一个看见。
Oh, what a revelation.
我在这里简单的说明一下。
And I want to speak simply.
他首先告诉我们主耶稣是神的爱子。爱子是那不能看见是神的像。
He speaks of how Christ is the beloved of God and he is the image of God.
哇，他比任何塑造之物都要来得早。
And he came before all created things.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这里告诉我们，只有主耶稣才是神最具体的形象。
Only Christ can represent the image of God.
所以呢，在教会中啊，没有任何人，没有任何的理论可以代替主的自己。
So in the church, there is no person or no ideal that can take the place of Christ.
我们不要说天主教。
And beyond Catholicism.
你看见他们那个到处都是偶像。
I mean, in Catholicism, we see there are idols everywhere.
他们高举保罗，高举彼得。
They exalt Paul, they exalt Peter.
高举使徒们。
They exalt the apostles.
给他们做了各式各样的不同的像。
And there are images made For all of these apostles. In Christianity, there are many
theories.
There are many theories.
那么保罗告诉我们，只有主耶稣基督他是神的具体表现。
But Paul tells us that only Christ can represent the image of God.
这句话简单的来说，也就是说，你只有从基督你才能认识神。
Simply put, only through Christ can we know God.
我想我们只能简单的给弟兄姊妹们做一点解释。
And I can only explain this simply.
然后呢，我们看见从这个第十六节开始啊，一章十六节开始讲到他的身位。
And then in verse 16, we find the person of Christ.
那么这个呢，解释了今天整个宇宙一切所有的现象和意义。
And the person of Christ can be used to explain all things.
哇，这里包括了自然界的东西，也包括了超然界的东西。
All things, both natural and supernatural, can be explained.
今天呢，科学家完全没办法明白这件事情。
This is something that scientists cannot understand.
原来一切万有都是跟基督有关的。
All creation has to do with Christ.
我们知道摩西说起初神创造天地。
We know that Moses wrote in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们知道这个已经是不得了的一个认识。
We know that this is quite an understanding.
我们晓得在150年以前呢，
We know that 150 years ago,
大部分的科学家呢，都反对不赞成说这个宇宙有起源的。
A lot of researchers, a lot of scientists did not believe that there was a beginning to this universe.
他们觉得圣经所讲的创造是一个神话。
And they thought that what is explained in the Bible is only a is myth.
那么现在呢，我们看见科学家不能不承认这个宇宙有起源。
But now scientists cannot but admit that there is likely a beginning.
这个对很多的这个物理学家呢来讲非常的窘迫。
And for many physicists, this is a very difficult thing to understand.
所以呢，弄出一个呢这个理论叫做大爆炸，嘣，这个宇宙出来了。
And so they came up with this theory that there was a bang and everything came about.
不是嘣，是 bang， 这么宇宙就出来
了。There was a big bang.
弄出这么个理论，所以还是搞不清楚。
And so, without any more understanding, they call it a big
bang. 那摩西呢？一说起初神创造天地。
But Moses tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我们知道这个看见已经是一个了不起的看见。
We know that this is an extraordinary revelation.
但是保罗更进一步的让我们认识。
But Paul goes one step further.
他说你知道吗，摩西所看见的整个万有的创造原来是在基督里造出来的。
Paul tells us that what Moses saw as the creation, these things were created through Christ.
我们能明白吗？
Can we even begin to understand this?
整个万有原来是在基督里面造出来的。
All creation was created in him.
然后呢，无论是天上地上的，看得见的看不见的，自然界的一切事都是从他出来的。
And everything in creation, whether we can see it or not see it, it comes through Christ.
你看看这是怎么思想。
What kind of thought is this?
这真是一个奥秘的思想，对吧？
What a mysterious thought.
但今天早晨我在这里讲呢，我看见底下弟兄姊妹没有一个觉得很稀奇的。
And yet, as I'm saying these things, none of you think this is remarkable.
感谢主。
And I thank the Lord.
因为你里面已经有了神奥秘的智慧。
Because each of you possesses that hidden wisdom.
你懂得我说的是什么。
You know what I'm talking about.
你也懂得保罗说的是什么。
You know what Paul is talking about.
对不对呢？
Do you agree?
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
如果今天在座还有没信主的人，你恐怕就听不懂了。
For those, if there was someone sitting here who was not a believer, they will not understand what I'm talking about.
不仅这样，
And not only this,
到最后整个万有都归给他。
And at the end, all things will be for him.
他总结一切。
He will conclude all things.
哇，这是什么思想？
And what an amazing thought.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
基督的身位解释整个宇宙的现象。
This person of Christ can explain all things in creation.
这是何等的奥秘啊！
Well, what an amazing mystery.
如果今天你里面没有这个智慧，你怎么能明白呢？
If you don't have this hidden wisdom within, how can we understand this?
保罗在他属地的这个教育里面没有这个东西的。
In Paul's natural education, there is none of this.
所以保罗告诉我们，
就
神所赐给我们里面奥秘的智慧，我们能明白这些。
Only through that hidden wisdom can we understand the things of God.
然后他接着就讲。
And then he tells us.
他说呢，基督是教会的头。
Christ is head of the church.
他在这里用了好几个字，元首、原始、首位、首先。
He speaks of the beginning, the firstborn, the preeminence, first place in everything.
所以他在这里再次强调。教会是从主出来的。
He stresses to us that the church comes from Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
教会没有所谓的 founder.
So
没有创始。
There are no human founders in the church.
我们到处看见人说哦 ，he's the founder 啊，什么什么 church.
A lot of churches will we see acknowledging that there is a founder of this church. And this is a joke.
不，没有任何人可以做这个头的。
No man can be head of the church.
没有任何人能做这个开始的。
No man can be the founder of the church.
教会必须从他开始的。
The church is initiated through him.
那么这里出现一个大的奥秘啊。
And here we find another mystery.
那么既然是有头，
if there is a head,
定会有身体。
There has to be a body.
所以呢？现在保罗看见一件伟大的事情。
So now Paul sees an amazing thing.
原来神在整个宇宙里面要得做一个这个宇宙人这个奥秘的人。
Now he sees that there is this mist.
是一个a man of mysteria.
A mysterious.
就是这个基督和教会
，that there is Christ and the church，
这个 universal 的一个 person， 一个人
，there is this universal man，
哈，所以你知道这个是一个何等样的一个看见
，this is quite a revelation。
这种若是没有神奥秘的智慧，你根本不可能明白的。
Without the hidden mystery， you cannot understand this。
所以你从这里看呢，我们今天把神的心意中的那个旨意在地上已经把它拉到何等低的一个地步。
You know, we believers, we Christians have taken this remarkable mystery and have dragged it down to such a low state.
这都说明了今天我们对基督的认识不够完全。
And this speaks of how we are lacking in our understanding of Christ.
今天呢，整个基督教呢，最多的认识只知道他是救主。
Most of Christianity only knows our Lord as Savior.
当然这个很重要。
And of course, this is important.
但是呢，不够的。
But this is not enough.
所以我们只注重传福音。
And so our focus is on preaching the gospel.
只知道把人拉进天堂。
We just want to drag people into the gates of heaven.
这个如果比起保罗所有的那个认识，天差地别，对吧？差别太大。
This understanding relative to Paul's understanding of God's plan is like heaven and earth.
并且保罗说，神所有一切的丰盛都在他里面。
And Paul tells us that the fullness of God is in Christ.
所以你如果认识基督啊，
so if we know Christ,
你追求基督啊，
if we pursue after Christ,
在你的属灵生活中啊，
in our spiritual walk,
你就会像保罗一样，
we will be like Paul.
哇，越根据主灵里面怎么样？越是这个渴慕
，the more we follow after him, the more we desire him,
迫切的要追求
，the more we want to pursue him。
今天呢，我就看见在地上很多神的儿女们呢，追求一阵子，觉得没兴趣，
There are a lot of circumstances with God's children where we follow after Him for a little bit, but then we lose interest. We haven't touched that fullness. If you've touched that fullness,
弟兄姊妹们, 你会像保罗一样追求不停的,
then brothers and sisters, you will pursue.
这里不仅讲到教会,
not only does it speak of the church,
基督是头,
and Christ as its head.
他也讲到他奥秘的工作,
it speaks of this mysterious work.
基督最大奥秘的工作就是十字架的工作,
and the work, the mystery of this work is the working of the cross.
保罗在这里告诉我们,
and Paul tells us here,
他说因着这个十字架成就了和平,
through this cross, He has brought about reconciliation.
就他解决了整个宇宙中间一切分裂的这个因素,
He has solved the problem of division within creation.
你知道魔鬼的工作就是分裂,
you know, the work of the enemy is to divide.
只有在基督里把这个分裂就重新把它带到一个和好的情形里面,
only in Christ can this division be brought into unity.
它首先使我们跟神之间有了一个和好,
first, there is a reconciliation between man and God.
哇,这是最大的一个工作,
and this is a remarkable
work. 本来我们是罪人, 对不对?
We were previously sinners.
神看见我们呢,没办法接受,
God sees us and He cannot accept the
sinner. 但是今天我们居然跟神之间和好,
but now we have been united with God.
弟兄姊妹们,神多伟大,
what an amazing God we have.
我们难以想象,
how can we even begin to comprehend?
我们多微小啊,
how small we are.
但是我们看不见,
we can't even see how small we are.
我们也看不见神的大,
and yet we can't see how great God is.
所以很多时候我们就骄傲,
and so we become proud.
其实我们是蒙大恩的人啊,
we are ones who have received such grace. Without the cross of Christ,
你是什么人, 你怎么能跟神和好呢?
Who are you? How can you be united with God?
感谢神,
so we thank the Lord.
因着这个,
through this, we can be reconciled.
也能够叫我们和,
and we can be reconciled with one another.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是非常宝贵的一件事情,
this is a precious thought.
只有基督的十字架能解决那个分裂的因素,
only the cross of Christ can reconcile this division.
并且呢, 基督的十字架结束仇敌一切所有的工作,
in addition, the cross ends the work of the enemy.
所以他们英文里面讲度和undo,这个十字架就是undo,把仇敌一切的工作统统把它undo.
The cross will undo the work of the enemy.
那么在哥罗西书第一章里面告诉我们,
and Colossians chapter 1 tells us,
那么主因着十字架的缘故,把仇敌把它整个暴露出来了,
that through the cross, Christ has revealed the work of the enemy.
保罗因为认识基督十字架的工作,
because Paul understands the working of the cross,
他能说我们并非不知道仇敌的诡计,
he now
he
knows all the devices of the enemy,
也知道他所有的权势,
and he knows his dominion.
所以我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过,
and so I've told you previously,
保罗呢,不,这个魔鬼呢,在地上第一个恨恶的是主耶稣,
the devil, the one he hates the most, is Christ.
第二个恨恶的就是保罗,
the second person he hates the most was Paul.
哎,这个仇敌一看见保罗啊,就恨得不得了,
when the enemy sees Paul, he hates him.
你记得那个什么基斯亚的几个儿子那么用保罗,
remember the sons of Sceva when they were using the Christ that Paul preaches to try to cast out demons.
鬼就说了,
the demons spoke.
耶稣我们知道,保罗我们也知道,
Jesus I know, and Paul we also have heard of, but who are you?
哇,你看连鬼都认识他,
Look at this, even the demons know who Paul is.
为什么他知道鬼太多了?知道鬼的事情太多。Because
Paul has an understanding of the demons.
啊, 保罗怎么能知道的呢?
And how can Paul know these things?
这不是他天然的,
this isn't with his natural wisdom.
这是神主的十字架所显明的,
this is the things that are revealed by the cross of Christ.
透过了奥秘的智慧明白十字架的意义。
So through that hidden wisdom, Paul knows the mystery of the cross.
所以保罗知道,
So Paul knows the workings and devices of the enemy. This is the mystery of the cross, and this is what has been revealed. And we know that not only this, we know that through the cross, our Lord Jesus has accomplished God's eternal purpose. Simply put,
那么在这里他造就了一个新人,
there is a new man that is created.
那么呢,
and all things are summed up in him. And so this is the work of the cross. Through the hidden wisdom, Paul can see the mysteries of God.
今天早晨呢,
so this morning, I've spoken about many mysteries.
我不是故意要这样说,
and I'm not purposefully trying to confuse you. I feel like, truly, we know too little. We are not like Paul. Paul truly understood the mysteries of God. And I want to say again, this wisdom is given to Paul. And this hidden wisdom is given to each and every brother and sister. And so another great phrase found in Colossians says, Christ who is our life. So as soon as we receive this life, everything that we experience in Christ becomes our experience.
从客观变成主观的,
from the objective, we now can experience it. Becomes subjective.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters, all that Christ has done is now given to us. So we know that this phrase life in the New Testament is all encompassing. But Paul tells us that when this life is first given to us, it is like a seed. So if you have an apple seed, for example, we know that contained in this seed is the blueprint for the entire tree and the flowers and the fruit.
问题在哪里呢? 你如果光拿到一个种子, 它没有把它种下去, 没叫它发展,
but if you just have the seed and you don't plant it, then it cannot grow.
所以它就变成只是一个种子,
and it just sits there as a seed.
所以基督徒的生命需要成长,
so the life of a Christian has to grow.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在基督徒的生活里面,
in our Christian living,
守住这个生命的感觉跟随主非常重要,
we have to hold on to that following after Christ.
我常常有的时候心里面很叹息,
and oftentimes I sigh within.
我们有很多基督徒有很多脑子知识不少,
and many of us Christians we have a lot of head knowledge,
但是在生活上表现出来的很多东西啊, 真的是没办法见证主,
but the things we exhibit in our daily lives, these don't bring testimony to the Lord.
我们的一举一动好像都还是跟没信主人一样,
the things we say and the way we behave, it's as if we're not even believers.
我不知道在这里跟你们讲过，我有一次到中国大陆去了。
For example, recently I had a trip to China.
哇，他们聚会很热烈。
In their meeting, it is very fervent.
等到散会的时候，我看见一个奇异的现象。
But after the meeting, I saw an interesting phenomenon.
等到他们把那个凳子搬开的时候啊,
when they put the chairs away,
满地都是橘子皮啊, 这个什么糖果纸屑, 这么一大堆。
What was left on the floor were orange peels and candy wrappers and all sorts of other things.
哎, 我觉得奇怪, 我站在讲台上讲座, 没看见他们吃什么东西嘛。
I thought it's strange because when I was standing up on the pulpit, I didn't see anyone munching on
them.
But after they cleared away the chairs, how come there was so much junk on the floor?
他们吃东西很有技巧。
And they were very stealthy in their eating.
弟兄姊妹,教会里面深处非常难过。
And it caused me to be a little sorrowful.
刚刚唱诗歌的时候,哇,那个多热烈啊,那个祷告起来的声音多响亮啊。
When they prayed and when they sang, so much fervency.
这个代表什么?没有生命的感觉,对不对呢?
And perhaps this represents a lack of
the expression of that life.
So our Lord has given us this life.
我们要守住这个真正的生命。
We have to hang on to that life.
保罗在提摩太前书讲的这个是真正的生命。
In 1 Timothy, it talks about this true life.
因为只有在这个生命里面有神的智慧。
Because only in this true life do we find God's wisdom. And if we live with this wisdom before God,
你的智慧里面奥秘的智慧也会逐渐的开始成长。
Then that hidden wisdom will begin to develop.
当然，神给我们荣耀的盼望。
But our Lord has given us this glorious hope.
因为这是神所定义的。
Because this is something that He has established from the beginning.
约翰告诉我们。
The Apostle John tells us.
这是圣经中的大话。 Big word.
This is a great word.
约翰说，他如何，我们也如何。
John tells us, how he is, we will be.
不过今天我们还不大像他,
Although we're not really like him today.
约翰告诉我们,
John tells us that when he is revealed, we will be like him.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
主的恩典到底有多大?
How great his grace towards us.
我们难以想象。
How can we even begin to comprehend?
只有你像保罗一样,
Only if we become like Paul,
你对基督的认识越过越丰富,
and become and grow more and more in our knowledge of him.
对基督的认识上有长进,
that in our understanding of him we grow
你有达到成熟,
and come into maturity.
你才能知道我们所承受的恩典有多么的浩大,
then we will understand how great a grace we have received.
所以保罗在哥罗西书里面对我们有勉励。So
in Colossians, Paul encourages us.
在第二章里面有三个小小的词我再提一下。There
are three small phrases found in Colossians chapter 2.
保罗告诉我们，我们既然信了他，就应当遵他而行。So
because we have received Christ Jesus, we are to walk in him.
就是我们的行事为人呢, 要行走在基督里,
our walk as a person has to be done in Christ.
第二件事情,
the second thing,
他告诉我们要照着基督, 一切都照着基督,
all things have to be done according to Christ.
因为这个呢, 保罗特别讲今生的地上的这些什么哲学、小学, 传统对我们影响非常大,
because Paul understands that there are worldly philosophies and empty deception and tradition of men that can impact us.
那么还有一件事情就是要持定元首。
And then third, to hold fast to the head.
在一切事上让他做头。
That in all things, he is the head.
我想有很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这些话。
And I think you all know these words well.
但是呢, 这是我们今天在主面前该有正确的态度。
But this is an attitude we ought to have.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们要接受圣灵在我们新生命的智慧中 所做的开导。
We have to accept this initiating work of the Holy Spirit within this new life.
像希伯来书所说的
，Like Hebrews tells us，
我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力达到完全。
We have to leave aside. We have to advance from the elementary teachings of Christ and go on towards perfection.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
一年年的过来,
as the years go by,
我们对基督的认识有增加吗?
Is our understanding of our Lord Jesus more and more?
我们在对基督的认识上有长进吗?
Is there growth in our knowledge of Him?
我们有对基督的认识越来越成熟吗?
Are we maturing in our understanding of
Him? 这件事情呢，决定了我们今天在地上所有的生活和见证。
And this has to do with our life and our testimony.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord. Not only did Paul attain to these things,
保罗也努力地在地上来传扬这件事情。
He very diligently wanted to share these things with the saints.
你如果把第哥罗西书第一章读过，
If you read Colossians chapter 1,
你看见保罗是在地上的时候他是怎样的尽心竭力的来传扬这些。
You see the fervor and diligence with which he preached these words.
他要让神的儿女们明白基督的奥秘。
He wanted God's people to know the mysteries of God.
当然他第一件事情。
But of course the first thing.
他多多的祷告。
It was that he prayed.
因为我们也知道传扬这件事情凭着人是不行的。
Because we know that through man it is impossible to preach these things.
需要圣灵的工作。
You need the work of the Holy Spirit.
祷告就是不凭自己，凭着神。
And prayer is acknowledging that not through me but through God.
我们现在的确有一点点这样的感觉。
And indeed we have this kind of
再好的恩赐，
that the best natural gifts，
再好的口才，
the best eloquence，
再好的知识
and the best doctrines，
弟兄姊妹能够得做的还是很有限。
Can only gain but limited things，
只有圣灵的工作。
It's only the work of the Holy Spirit
能引我们进入那个实际。
That can bring us into reality。
我们要祷告。
So we have to pray。
求主的灵运行在我们中间。
That God's Spirit be found in our midst。
那我们也知道弟兄姊妹们传扬这件事情是需要受苦的。
And we know that in preaching these things, we will encounter suffering.
今天呢，不仅撒旦恨恶这个东西。
Not only does Satan hate these words.
我们看见在各道各处连人也恨恶。
Even man hates these words.
啊，我这些年呢，也试着在主面前向宝学习这前面弟兄们这样服侍。
And I've in certain years imitated what the previous leading brothers have done.
Done. 我知道讲这样的道不会受欢迎的。
I know these kind of preachings are not welcome.
啊，有的时候反而招来了很多的反对。
And in fact, I feel a lot of resistance sometimes.
保罗在世时候也是这样啊。
But you know, when Paul was preaching, he experienced the same.
反对的人很多啊，反对的人多。
There are many that resisted him.
啊，所以要受苦的。
And so he suffered.
但是太重要了。
But it's important.
所以保罗宁可受苦。
So Paul was willing to suffer.
保罗也力求能把主的是基督的是传得完备。
In order that the things of Christ might be disseminated.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在头一个世纪。
In the first century.
我们看见主得着一个忠心的神的仆人。
We see that God has obtained this faithful servant.
他尽心竭力的。传递神的奥秘，
who with great fervor and diligence,
他就希望
expounded on the mystery of God,
完完全全的带到神的跟前，
that he might bring God's children before him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们能看见保罗是一个好榜样，
so we see Paul as our good example.
从大马色的路上开始，
at the beginning on the road to Damascus,
一路跟随主在长进。
He followed the Lord as he grew.
最后到了罗马的监牢里的时候，
all the way until he reached the prison in Rome.
他写下了哥罗西书，
and wrote the book of Colossians.
让我们知道现在他对基督
有一个完全成熟的认识。
He allows us to see this complete and mature understanding that he has obtained.
心中间那个基督的意义就完全的被他认识。
The meaning of Christ is completely understood by Paul.
这是多么宝贵的一件事。
And what a precious thing.
这件事情呢，是一个很根本的一件事。
This thing is actually very basic.
所以我们一年年过来。
So,as the years go by,
但愿主也使我们对基督的认识能够一年比一年有更多的认识。
May the Lord allow us to know him more this year than last.
我们请低头再有点祷告。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你有极大的怜悯。
Because of your mercies.
虽然我们跟随你非常的迟缓。
Even though we struggle in our pursuit after you,
我们不能像保罗一样那样的快跑的跟随。
And we can't run after you as Paul did.
但是你的怜悯仍旧在我们的身上。
Yet your great mercy is still found upon us.
你还继续带领我们往前。
And you continue to bring us forward.
我们也感谢你。
And we thank you.
在这些年间。
That through all these years,
我们也看见有许多弟兄姊妹们。
That we've seen specific brothers and sisters
在这条道路上跟随你
who have followed you along this path.
他们也 不断地在对主的认识上 有进步
Not only have they advanced in their understanding of you.
我们求你继续带领我们
Lord, we ask that you would continue to lead us.
主啊，我们实在感觉时间过得是何等的快
Lord, we truly feel that the time goes by quickly.
但愿主使我们在基督里能有真正的成熟的长进。
May the Lord allow us to have this real growth and maturity in Christ.
我们知道你爱我们。
Lord, we know that you love us.
你也会按照你丰盛的恩典带领我们。
And we know that you lead us by your abundant grace.
我们低头敬拜你。
And so we bow down before you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, we ask that you would hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.